531.
Fresh and talented, Rex Aotearoa is no stranger to Pacific music, raising the bar with a modern twist with tracks such as Oreo, Takuwaine, and his latest Amui Mai, featuring JJ Sampson, joining us in the studio on Pacific Breakfast this morning for Friday Jam Sesh. Kia ora, thank you so much for your time this morning, Rex. All good.
Let's go.
Let's go indeed. So let's kick off. Before we get into a bit of a talanoa, we're going to hear from the man himself with the track Pahoho here on 531 PI, Pacific People Together. Oh, brother, we'll just get you to put your the cans on. You've got the headphones over there. Ooh. I think. Yes. Good.
There we go.
There. Oh, just like you're in the studio. Oh. Okay, then. Here we go. Pahoho, Rex Aotearoa, 531 PI. Sorry about this guy. Pahoho, Rex Aotearoa. One take, no cake. Whereabouts in the Cook Islands are you representing this morning, young man?
So I'm actually from the island of Aitutaki, Rarotonga, and also Tahiti as well.
Come on, very good representation there. Tell us a little bit about yourself, firstly, Rex.
So I'm a musician. An artist, a producer, and also a video editor, and I just love making music and producing, especially for our Cook Island and our Polynesian people.
I can tell just by your first performance. How did you get into music, brother?
It all started from school, but actually from church, you know, singing for the praise and worship, and then from there took it into school. I kind of liked the subject, and then I was all focused on the music from there.
What do you love about music, Rex?
I think it's more like you can explore, you know, whatever you want, and also for creating music, you know, you hear all these other music and sometimes you want to create your own stuff or try and mix like different genres together, and I think it's that experiment, yeah, like that actually makes me want to create and do more music.
Mm. Any idols or, you know, the favourite artists for yourself?
It's probably typical, but I like Chris Brown. Yeah. He's actually one of my biggest inspirations. So if you kind of hear, like, the way I sing is kind of similar It's got the R&B feel. But I also try to mix it with the, you know, the island. Also just trying to modernize our island music for our, you know, for our younger generation as well. So it's easier for them to, you know, relate to as well.
But then again, you know, because you're hearing a beautiful Cook Island track there, you're still very loyal to your traditional, you know, Cook Island roots there?
Yeah. So that was actually a Tahitian track.
Ah, Tahitian, yeah. Wow.
Because this song was actually created by Te Awa Piti, which was from the island of Reate, which is located in French Polynesia. And this is the island that I was born. So I thought I would, you know, represent the island that I was born in. In saying that, yes, I'm really, you know, hearty with my Cook Island roots as well too.
Yeah. And so, in terms of your music career thus far, what's been the biggest challenge for you and how you overcame it?
I think the biggest challenge for me is it's more like keeping the people happy, you know, not tarnishing our music, our Cook Island culture, or, you know, the words and everything too much that our older generation will be like, oh, no, I don't like it like this. You know, like, I'm trying to preserve our culture, but in a way that our younger generation appeals to them more. So then, you know, if they don't speak, if they weren't brought up in the Cook Island language, at least they can, you know, relate to it in a way so they'll be, oh, I like this song. And then in doing that, they'll start learning the words and start singing to it. And I think that's my goal, is to preserve our culture to our Cook Island people and Tahitian people as well.
It's inspirational. It's awesome.
Thank you.
What about your plans for 2020? We talked about you know, new release. What else is on the cards for 2020?
At the moment, it's a secret at the moment, but there's
can you give us a hint?
So I've been working with a few tracks with the Samson Squad as well too, and also some various artists as well, which are still in the making, but I think soon enough we'll be dropping it soon with some video clips. We're trying to get more into the video clip scene, so we can actually showcase our faces to our songs. Because a lot of people listen to our songs, they're like, oh, I like this song. But then when they see the artist, like, oh, who's this? But when they hear the song, it's like, oh, yeah, I like this guy. So I think it's just putting the face to the voice for now at the moment.
Awesome. And of course, where can people, listeners, viewers find out or find more of your amazing music?
So YouTube, just search up Rex Atira on YouTube. You'll find all my music on there. Also on Spotify or SoundCloud, Rex Atira. Just type in simple Rex Atira. And also iTunes. So you'll find pretty much on all platforms. Just search up Rex Atira and we'll come up with all the songs.
Awesome. A very big thank you. Mei taki mata, Rex Atira, joining us for Friday Jam Sesh this morning on Pacific Breakfast. Thank you so much for your time and all the very best for your amazing career, young man. We've been blessed. Mei taki mata, ki manuia. Chaba. It is 5 minutes to 8. Oh, 5 minutes to 9, 5:31 PI Pacific. People together.